Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thanks, Steve. Today I'm going to interview a couple who runs a business from their RV, helping other small business owners with their accounting needs and by serving as a virtual assistant. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching at any time. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Former Boston residents Don and Pat Hawes have been RVing for about 25 years and traveling full-time for 5 years in their Class C motorhome. They started work camping even before they knew what it was because they helped the owners of a campground they regularly visited with cooking and other tasks on busy weekends. After realizing that it was becoming more difficult for them to do physical work as they got older, the Hawes started Camping Keepers as a way to earn money by applying their own skill and talent toward helping other people who didn't have the same level of comfort with accounting that they had. Camping Keepers specializes in providing bookkeeping services to RV-based businesses. The Hawes have always kept books for the other businesses they own and consider themselves to be masters at QuickBooks. Their services are geared for small business owners who typically don't have to contend with big payrolls, but they will help small business owners with invoicing and keeping track of who owes them money and to whom they must pay something. Camping Keepers prepares a set of financial reports so the business owner can better gauge the health of his or her company. Having good books is also immensely helpful at tax time. The Hawes also added virtual assistant services to their offerings a few years ago. Now they will help small business owners with routine and specialized tasks, like responding to email on their behalf. They can also respond to customer inquiries or help by sending out marketing materials to help grow their clients' companies. It's like having a helper so that busy business owners can pass off some routine tasks to a virtual assistant to save time in order to work on things like more essential tasks. For example, if a person provides RV repair services for a living, he or she might not have a lot of time to respond to calls and emails that come in throughout the day. So rather than doing it at night, the business owner might hire a virtual assistant to do it for them. To tell us more about how Camping Keepers can help RVers on the road, please welcome Don and Pat Hawes to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Don and Pat. I really appreciate the time. Now, this is your second appearance on the Work Camping Show, and this time we're going to talk a little bit about your business. But why don't you give us a refresher on how long you've been RVing and where you're from?
Well, we're both originally from just north of Boston and then southern New Hampshire before we went full-time about, it'll be 5 years in January. I'm retired from the funeral business and I've done landscaping and so on and so forth. My wife was in the medical field until she retired. We've owned several businesses of our own and we've been RVing for 25 years. And like I said, full-time since January of 2016.
Very good. And have you been work camping during that time as well, or have you always run a business from your RV? I mean, work camping as in working for somebody else, or are you self-employed the entire time you've been in the RV?
No, we have been up in the Lakes region of New Hampshire, where we're camping up here seasonally. But we got to know the owners of the campground and we actually participated in doing what's now, as we know it, work camping. So we didn't even realize we were doing that.
Okay.
But it was great fun. I mean, we did all kinds of different jobs, ran a kitchen, doing breakfast on the weekends and a Friday night dinner cookout, if you will, for people, kind of overall tending to the campground.
Okay.
We did some stuff as well. So, yeah, so we've known about work camping for a while anyway.
And what kind of RV do you folks use?
We have a 2009 Jayco Greyhawk Class C, which works out plenty big enough for us. We've, as I said, we've been full-time since January of 2016 and have been work camping pretty much from just when we went full-time. We did work camping at campgrounds, and we work camped one summer at a family farm up in Minnesota. The new business is something we really get into probably starting a couple years ago. As we get older, it gets harder and harder to do the physical things. But we've always taken care of our own books. So it was kind of a natural progression to do the bookkeeping.
Okay, so let's talk about this business. What is your business called and when did you start it?
It's Camping Keepers. It's LLC. We started it probably about 4 years ago and really started to develop it about 2 years ago. We do primarily bookkeeping for RV-based business. A lot of mobile techs and inspectors and stuff are just starting out, in which case, you know, they're not big into their books. They're into taking care of their customers. So this is a way for us to help maintain the books of a local business. We also offer virtual assistance, as in email maintenance, so to speak, keeping up with people's emails and responding to customers. Basically, whatever we can do to help, especially a new small business to get up and going.
Okay.
But then we also do RV, you know, I'm a registered tech, maintenance tech for RV campgrounds through the NRVTA. I'm also a level 2 inspector through the NRVIA. So there's some background there, you know, kind of offer some guidance and so forth. And we also do RV lifestyle ambassadors, where people that are just curious about our work camping experiences or what's available as a for a work camper. Basically, whatever we can do to help somebody in the RV lifestyle.
Very good. You said it, you hit it right on the head when you said that some of these small business owners, they get into business because they love what they do and they don't have a clue how to maintain their books, let alone prepare taxes and compile information that they'll need for their taxes. So what kinds of services do you provide when it comes to bookkeeping? Are you like managing payrolls and things like that too?
Typically what we do doesn't involve payroll, because typically we gear towards the small business. It's usually, you know, the owner and their spouse, maybe one or two of their kids might get involved, that type of thing. But we may, you know, we maintain their checkbook, do their checkbook register, if you will. I'm dating myself by even knowing what a checkbook register is, but we do everything online. But we can also help with invoicing their customers, keeping track of who still owes them money, what money they owe. We can be set up that we can, you know, help them make the monthly payments to their vendors and their suppliers. Then once a month, we provide a set of financial reports to let the client know how their business is doing, where their money's coming from, where it's going, how fast it's coming in, how fast it's going out. Maybe offer some suggestions on how to optimize or, you know, get additional discounts depending on what they're doing. Because, you know, dealing with a wide variety of locations and a wide variety of setups, you see things from a different perspective, whereas a sole proprietor or a single, you know, a couple that owns a business, they know what they know, but they don't know any other way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And might be able to offer some insight into that too.
You know, for mobile technicians, accounts receivable is huge. Now, most of the time, they will just bill people on site and take a credit card and swipe it. But sometimes they have to work with other vendors like warranty companies or the RV manufacturers themselves to make sure that they get paid. And if you don't stay on top of that, you tend to lose money.
That's the thing. I mean, I years and years and years ago dealt with helping out a customer that, you know, when I started doing the cleanup, some of his accounts receivable were over a year old. And it was just, he was too busy and too distracted or whatever to keep on top of these things. This had nothing to do with the RV industry, but you know, when your accounts receivable don't get collected, you don't make any money.
That's right. And a lot of times these small business owners really pay attention to financials around tax time. So I can understand how somebody can be a year behind.
Well, that's it. You know, I mean, basically anybody, especially on a small business basis, you didn't get into small business to worry about your financials. You got into the business to take care of your customers. You got into your business in this case to work on RVs or to inspect RVs or that type of thing. And, you know, let's face it, most people don't get overly excited about looking at numbers, especially if you're a hands-on type of person, which is what most of the people that come out of the NRVTA are, is they're hands-on people. And that's what they did. They want to be able to fix the water heater. They don't want to have to worry about having to not chase, but go, you know, make sure they get paid for doing those repairs. As you say, most technicians are going to get paid on the spot, but occasionally if it's a warranty issue or something like that, that's what one of the things we do is we keep on top of your accounts receivable. So you're not chasing them, but we make sure you end up getting paid.
So are you doing the collections on behalf of your clients?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Not necessarily collections, but what, you know, we'll keep track of, okay, it's, you know, here's a reminder, your account's 30 days past due.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, and we also keep our client up to date in that, you know, you have so-and-so that, you know, we're having trouble getting money from, and they may know of a reason. They may know the person on a better basis than we do. We don't want to hound anybody on anybody's behalf. I don't like it when people, you know, because I owe them money and I don't want to be hounding people, but I also don't want to forget about the bill either.
Right.
Usually, when somebody doesn't get paid, the bill got set aside. We've all done it.
Mm-hmm. So what you will do is you will send out a monthly reminder to somebody who still owes your client money, but then you'll also tell the client that this guy is a little bit behind as well. So the client can also follow up maybe.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Very good. And when you mentioned you're doing email marketing and email management, I guess is what that is. What does that involve?
Well, email management, I mean, some people, especially if a person's a technician or an inspector, somebody that's hand-on, they may look at their emails, but they may be looking at their emails at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, or they may be looking at their emails at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And people, customers, potential customers, may be sending them questions that you wouldn't necessarily respond to at 8 or 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night or whatever. Whereas we could kind of be the go-between so that if somebody sends a question going, you know, and the question is, you know, I'm having trouble with my water heater, is that something you do or whatever? We can kind of help the client by, we can either answer some of the questions for our customers or kind of be the go-between instead of our customer having to track down the person to find, to get more specifics as far as what the problem may be. We can try and do that for them so that our client still keeps their customer, but we keep on top of the information for our client.
That's a good service to provide. Now, do you extend that to social media as well?
Yeah, we can do that with social media. We're not as fluent in social media as our grandkids are, but that's pretty much the truth of everybody nowadays. But, you know, again, Facebook, Instagram, all of those social media platforms are, you know, email taken to the next level. And we can do the same thing if that's what a client wants, because usually it's the same idea as managing your email. It's just another way to get your message, your capabilities, your possibilities out to a group of customers.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, right now we're approaching fall and winter. So you would want to be sending out emails to your clients and prospective clients about doing winterizing. And you might go on Facebook and post something about that.
Yep, we could absolutely do that. That would be especially for anybody that has customers up in the north. Thankfully, down here in Texas, where we are right now, we don't have to winterize. But it is something that, you know, is a very good idea for somebody that's in that business to just send it to all their customers. Because even if your customer, you may have a customer from Texas and you don't realize it, that he's gone back to New England for the winter.
And right.
Being reminded to winterize, all it takes is one time to forget, and you've cost yourself potentially thousands of dollars as a consumer. Mm-hmm. If some of your stuff freezes in your, it's, you know, winterizing your RV is not cheap, but it's cheap compared to fixing the things that could break if you don't.
Now, do you use specific software to do the bookkeeping and to manage the email as well?
We all of our customers, we recommend QuickBooks Online. We can set our customers up with QuickBooks Online. We will even provide them a QuickBooks Online account as part of our monthly fee so that they don't have to do anything extra other than we interact with our clients to get the what's necessary to set us up, connecting their QuickBooks with their bank so that everything comes directly into QuickBooks and we work with it that way. The advantage of that is QuickBooks has the capability of using an app on their phone. So like if you were a repair person and had to go pick up a part or to fix an RV, you could just take a picture of the receipt and the QuickBooks app on your phone would automatically submit it to your QuickBooks account on the computer, which would allow us to keep track of the receipts for your purchases and, you know, time tracking if that's what you were, you know, if you billed by the hour, we could keep track of time. And we have found that QuickBooks Online is the best, easiest program to make that all work.
Okay. And when it comes to email, are you using like Outlook or something that the client would use as well?
Right now, most of what we do is with Gmail. We are looking at possibly Constant Contact or one of those other programs. But at the present time, we have a few enough clients doing that, that it's just as easy for us to come up with an email and then just send it out through each email account. So it doesn't look to their customers like it's just a mass email.
Okay.
You
Good
know,
point.
We try not to, because we've been on the other end of it, we try not to make it look like we're just sending you ad circulars.
Right.
Because we all get plenty of them. And if it looks more like it's coming from a specific company just to you, you're more apt to open it and look at it and maybe act on it.
As a virtual assistant for these companies, give us an example of some of the services that you provide for the business owners in that regard.
Well, we can... Virtual assistants, I think, is kind of an overused term. Basically, as a virtual assistant, you kind of are more than willing to do whatever you can do to help assist, if you will, the client with their business. In some cases, that includes helping with blog posts, helping with their website. If somebody has a website that they're not sure of how to use or what's the capability of it, as a virtual assistant, we can go in and try and work with their existing website company to make the tweak out their website so that it works better for them. As a virtual assistant, we can, you know, being a bookkeeper is part of being a virtual assistant, but then at the same with the email marketing, but it may be just returning phone calls. You know, so-and-so called me. Can you call and schedule them? They want an inspection, but I don't have the time to call them tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can take care of doing that. It's basically whatever we can do to make our customer, to make our client have a better relationship with their customers.
Did you say that you can help set up websites?
I have very limited capabilities as far as setting up websites. I tried when we first set up our website, I did try that. I was not satisfied with the results either from somebody on the outside looking in or from the inside looking out. And I defaulted. I went back. I use a company. They're based out of Kingston, Ontario, that I dealt with when I was in the funeral business to do all the websites at the funeral home. I've been involved with computers on one level or another since the early 1980s. But the websites, that language is, you might as well be talking Greek to me.
Because, right.
But a lot of websites nowadays, once you learn the basics, a lot of websites nowadays are relatively, to a certain degree, interactive. You can pick which pictures you put on your website and rearrange things. I know our website was written and designed by my web people, but I can still go in. I can add stuff to it. I can subtract stuff to it. I can move stuff around. So I do have some capability of adapting it without having to pay the website company to do that. I mean, they're more than willing to do that, but in our case, we can do it. If somebody has their website and needs it tweaked a little bit or needs something changed, it's very possible as a virtual assistant, we can do that for you for a lot easier than, you know, a big computer corporation can, type of thing.
Okay. And you had said that
I wish I knew more about programming.
No, because that's something that changes every couple of months. Oh, so you are constantly having to update your knowledge.
Yeah, just about the time you know how to do it, it's changed.
That's right. So as an RV lifestyle ambassador, what kinds of things do you do for that?
RV lifestyle ambassador, it's a program through primarily through Work Camper News, but we can explain to people both from experience and from handout sheets and so forth, what being a work camper, let's say, is all about. The advantages of being a member of Work Camper News, how to become a member of Work Camper News, the different levels of Work Camper News. We can offer discounts as far as if somebody decides they want it. Sign up and become a member of Work Camper News, we can walk them through that. The same thing is if a campground or a company wants as an employer to become an employer member of Work Camper News, we can walk them through that and offer them guidance and suggestion. We have a lot of links on our website for RV entities that you can sign up through our RV ambassador pages to get to become members or to get more information, say about Escapees RV Club or Harvest Hosts or Techno RV or the different vendors. It's more an information-based type of setup to provide you with the information to make a better informed decision. And then in addition, we do offer, we do have some discount codes that we're afforded as lifestyle ambassadors, which we can then pass on and have people get discounts, whether it be at to become a member of Work Camper News or to go to the NRVTA or that type of thing.
Okay. Does it help you to be a certified RV inspector as well as a registered technician to really understand what those businesses are about?
I think so, because having gone through the training, I know what the inspector or the technician has gone through. I can offer sometimes a little different take if I'm talking to an inspector that's, as Professor Cooper says, has a purple monkey on their shoulder. If I'm talking to a client and, you know, we're talking about his bookkeeping or whatever, and he's mentioning something and, you know, it's a little different perspective on whatever problem he may have. I also realize as an RV, as an RV inspector, what they go through and what unique challenges they may have as far as, you know, inspecting versus repairs. Because one of the things the NRVIA is very legitimately proud of is the code of ethics that the NRVIA has, in that if you inspect a rig, then you will not do any repairs on that rig for 1 year. Because that way you're letting your customer, you're letting the potential buyer of the RV know that I'm not saying something's wrong just so that I can fix it. I'm telling you something is wrong. You need to get it fixed by somebody that's qualified. So as a level two inspector, I understand that kind of separation, if you will. And again, if I'm talking to a customer on email, I can explain that to them maybe differently than the actual RV inspector would.
Okay. Do people contract with you on a monthly basis, or is this like just a one-time fee to do something special for them?
Typically what we do is we set up with our clients. We usually set up either a 6-month or a 1-year contract, if you will, because by that time we've kind of all gotten on the same page. And that way, in some cases, the client may want to continue with us. Hopefully they do. It's on a monthly basis. Or they may decide that, you know, the business hasn't worked out the way they want it. Can we cut back on what we're doing? Can we just call you when we need you? That type of thing. But most of what we base our services on is a monthly basis. It's the same every month. You know, this month you might do 2 inspections. Next month, you might do 22 inspections. Good for you. Awesome. Same with tech, you know, with RV tech work. Also, by doing it at a 6-month or a 1-year contract, is that gives us a chance at the end of that period of time to look at what's working, what's not working. You know, this is, you know, you're now doing 122 inspections a month. There's a lot more work involved. We need to readdress your what the monthly fees may be. Or we may have suggestions on what, in addition, you may want us to do or not want us to do.
Well, a monthly fee certainly makes it better for the business owners because it's easier for them to budget.
Exactly. And you know, I've been on both sides of the fence where I've done things based on just on the job or just on time and hours. And, you know, especially as a new business owner, it seems nice to say, well, I'll just pay you when I need you. But the problem is, try and budget that. You don't know what the budget is this month, next month. By budgeting, we try and keep our price reasonable so that it's fair for both us and the customer. But the customer knows, for the most part, every month what they're going to owe us. And, you know, we just work from there.
Now, does Pat specialize in some things within your business, or are you basically both doing it together?
We're both basically doing it together. She, you know, keeps me on the straight and narrow. She's owned her own businesses before, so she brings a little different perspective. She wasn't involved in the bookkeeping, but was involved in looking over the financial reports. So she brings another perspective, another set of eyes to look at it. And she is actively getting more and more involved in the bookkeeping as we go forward too.
Okay, very good. If people wanted more, or I guess we should talk about Small Business RVer School. That's just starting now, and people are starting to sign up with that. And you're part of that training program.
Yes, Mr. Anderson, Steve Anderson, who's the owner of one of the owners of Work Camper News, and one of the owners of the Texan RV Park and the Big Red School, is just getting ready to come out with the Small Biz RVer School, which it has a host of information for anybody that's even thinking about having their own RV business, which every RVer should seriously consider having their own small business. There are tax advantages, there are write-off advantages, there are lifestyle advantages. It's just almost all upsides to having your own small business. The advantage of the program that Steve's developed is it helps teach an RVer how to go about that. He's assembled a large group, a fairly large group of, I won't say experts in the building, in the business, because I'm one of them and I'm by no means an expert, but he's, you know, got people like Mark Kohler and himself and Terry Cooper and, you know, just a wealth of experience that is there to be tapped for the person that's just switched careers or just retired or, you know, is thinking about getting into this lifestyle and doing RV technician or just even just work camping. I mean, the idea of the Small Business RVer School is just to, again, RVers helping RVers.
What types of things are you teaching at the school?
What we're involved with this RVer school is basically primarily the bookkeeping aspect of it. And because that, at least initially, to somebody starting an RV-based business is where I think our greatest asset is that we take the day-to-day checkbook, if you will, the day-to-day reconciling the checkbook, keeping the checkbook up to date. Who did I make that check out to? Or who did I buy the stuff at the big box store for, to take some of that off the plate of the person that's trying to take care of their customers, which is where their focus should be. So Steve Anderson had asked us a while ago if we'd be interested in helping out with this. And of course, you know, we jumped at the fact because it leads right into our wheelhouse of helping others.
How do your clients get information to you, whether it's things to invoice or money that's been spent?
A multitude of ways. I mean, we can typically, what we suggest is if we connect their QuickBooks Online account directly to their bank feed, it automatically, if they use their business credit card, or if they, you know, debit card or make an online purchase, it automatically feeds into their QuickBooks Online account. Beyond that, if they, you know, they can communicate with us by email, they can communicate with us by phone. If we've got questions, we'll reach out to them. But a lot of it has to do with setting up the bank feed, connecting to their QuickBooks Online, and then us taking it from there. And then if we have a, you know, you wrote out a check for, you know, $97, who did you write the check for, or what was it involved with? You know, we're available as needed by email, by phone. We'll never leave you hanging. You know, that's one of the things my wife and I both believe strongly in, is, you know, we've all been there where you've called a business and you've left 27 messages and nobody's called you back. Well, you know, call me back and tell me you're not interested in dealing with me, but at least call me back.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we take a lot of pride in, is if somebody calls us or emails us, I won't say we'll get back to you inside of, you know, 20 minutes or whatever, but we will get back to you very, very quickly. And if we don't have off the top of our head an answer to your question, we'll find it and get back to you in a relatively brief amount of time. That's so most of the information, the short answer to your question would be through the QuickBooks online setup and application, and then email and telephone connections.
And when it comes to taxes, are you preparing tax returns or are you just compiling information for somebody to send to their CPA or tax preparer?
What we do is bookkeeping. We do not do tax preparation. I don't do my own tax preparation. We keep track of the financials. We put the financials together. The tax codes, especially in this day and age, the tax codes change so frequently that, you know, you miss one thing and you've cost yourself hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. A CPA, it's another set of eyes, number one, to look at your books. And it's somebody that knows exactly how to tweak how it lists. That's what their job is. We can recommend people. We personally use a tax professional, a CPA, that deals primarily with RVers and RV-based businesses. Could I do the taxes myself? Yes. Would I? You know, it's like a doctor treating themselves. I don't think it's a good idea. I'd rather put together all the information and then you provide it to your CPA, because your CPA is going to get a lot more money than I am, but they're going to have a lot more knowledge as far as the tax codes and, you know, how to classify them.
Right. So if people wanted to get more information about hiring you for any of the services that you provide, how can they do that?
Well, you can always go to our website 24/7. It's www.campingkeepers.com. That has a lot of information on there. They're more than welcome to click on it and read through it and, you know, look at the links. They can also email me at don@campingkeepers.com. Or we have a phone number. It's a toll-free number. Not that you need it nowadays, but that's the way we set it up. It's 844-986-2267.
Very good.
So you know that the email of don@campingkeepers, it might be me, it might be Pat. We just, everything started out with just the one email, so it was just as easy to leave it that way.
You're married. You're interchangeable, right?
I've seen the boss's job. I don't want it.
That's right. There you go. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time. And you're providing some great services for RVers and mobile business owners. And I encourage them to reach out to start a conversation and see how you can help them.
Yep, that's it. And, you know, the absolute worst thing that can happen is we have a conversation with somebody, and whether it be because of financials or time or whatever, it doesn't work. It's still not a waste of anybody's time, because we've still gotten the chance to talk with somebody that's thinking about it. And it may not work for them now, but it may work for them a year from now or 5 years from now.
And that initial consultation is free?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Well, thank you again, guys. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
By establishing several unique businesses like RV inspections, RV repair, accounting services, working as virtual assistants for small business owners, and helping people get started in the RV lifestyle, Don and Pat Hawes have created multiple income streams to help finance their own travel dreams. I appreciate them sharing their story with us today, because it shows there is another aspect to work camping that doesn't involve changing jobs every few months. Having a business of their own gives the couple a great deal of flexibility to travel when and where they want to go, With Camping Keepers, the Haws can help other small business owners better manage their own companies, and providing their services lets the Haws share their expertise with others. It's a win-win for the Haws and their clients. The clients have more time to focus on things they specialize in doing, like fixing RVs, and the Haws can provide a level of expertise to accomplish important tasks like accounting. They can also help small business owners get important things done, like sending out marketing emails that owners know need to be done, but can't seem to find the time to quite do the tasks. Don and Pat also serve as instructors at the new Small Business RVer School that was developed by Work Camper Organization in cooperation with the Ziegler Company and well-known business attorney and CPA Mark Kohler. The Haws help teach business owners how to keep track of their books so they have a good idea of what's coming in and what's going out each month. Helping to build strong businesses is an essential service and enables all their RVers to finance their own travel dreams. Financing RV travel is one of the biggest stumbling blocks for RVers exploring the work camper lifestyle. Fortunately, Work Camper News can help connect people to full and part-time jobs ranging from a few weeks to an entire year. Training courses like RV Dreamer's Journey can help newcomers get started the right way, while membership at Work Camper News can open doors to thousands of new seasonal jobs around the country. Or if you're more entrepreneurial, the new Small Business RVer School can help you start and maintain a successful business. By viewing 26 video lessons at your own pace, you can learn strategies for launching and growing a mobile business that you can work from anywhere you'd like to travel. You can find out more information by visiting www.smallbizrver.com. This episode was sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for this week's show. Next week, I'll talk to a fellow who just completed his first work camping job. He'll tell us what he learned and how it prepared him for his next assignment. You'll find that on the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.